In 2024, it will not be enough to just patch a problem and move on. I have to believe many times, many of us see a problem, we see a quick fix, and in the interest of time and keeping the business moving forward, we just do the quick fix. We do a patchwork operation on something as opposed to actually fixing it. So I would tell you in 2024, and this is in preparation for what will come in the second half of 24, certainly into 25, 26, and that is the buying opportunity in the multifamily space and the ability to pin on more assets to your platform. You can't just patch problems. You have to fix them. And my encouragement to you is to do it through four different lenses that we've talked about almost ad nauseum here at the Multifamily Collective, and that is through the ACEO lens or lenses. And that is, if you see a problem that you have the urge to patch, think about it from an automation, centralization, elimination, or outsourcing perspective. Automation certainly has been the buzzword as of late, so has centralization. And I think either one of those things, if you see a problem that you have the propensity to patch and you need to fix it, think about how you might be able to automate that particular thing to make it more efficient, to make it more streamlined, to make it more effective, to make it more compliant, or centralize that thing so you reduce the number of people that actually touch a particular process so that you eliminate the potential for human error by the masses and you narrow it down to a couple of people that do that process with rapidity to the point that they become very, very good at it. Or you just centralize it. You automate it or you centralize it. So that being said, you can also eliminate the sacred cows, the number of sacred cows, meaning that is the way that we have always done it within organizations is a huge number. And to the extent that we can, as leaders, as people who have operational insights, systems, disciplines, processes, routines, can see things that are just not beneficial to the team member, they're not beneficial to the consumer, they're not beneficial to the investor or the business partners, then eliminate that thing. It doesn't matter if you created that system last week, if it's not working well, and there's not a real reason for it to be in place, or you've put it in place because you've sort of penalized the masses instead of having a difficult conversation with an individual that isn't doing something right, eliminate it altogether. Things that are not necessary, that are not benefits to the organization, just eliminate them. Or the other thing is outsource. You can outsource to a third party. Now, you still have to manage third parties just like you would manage a team member. I often use the example of landscaping. The landscaping company becomes an extension of your team if you're working on site. Or the HR company that you might use to supplement your HR efforts or your talent efforts, you have to think about them as a team member. And you have to manage them and lead them as such. You can give them a job, but you can't just assume that that job is going to get done, or it's going to get done at the level of excellence or perfection that you need it to be done. So you have to manage that. So all of that being said, ACEO in 2024, look at automating, centralizing, eliminating, and outsourcing. Don't patch problems. Fix them through those four lenses. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.